you. I did that to see if you were awake and also to see if you would be willing to pray for me. That's a cue that I needed. So I am soliciting your prayers. But as Dr. York mentioned, my name is Andrew Cooper. I'm a 2006 graduate of the MDiv program here, which makes me feel like an old head. But as the old saying goes, time flies when you're having fun. I haven't been on campus in a while, and I noticed the changes coming in the campus furnishings, and it's a refreshing look. I do recognize that I'm on assignment, so with that, I do want to be about my Father's business. So right before I give you the scripture, I want to thank Dr. York for inviting me to come, as well as the seminary community for having me. It's a pleasure for me to be here. But I'm sure our time together is a brief one, but a very profound one, a very significant one, as all scripture is. It is 2 Timothy 2:15, just that one verse. 2 Timothy 2:15. Perhaps you can quote it by memory. If so, you can do that with me. It's a very Second Timothy 2:15 says, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Second Timothy 2:15, would you join me? All heads bowed, all eyes closed, but all spirits uplifted as together we call on our great and majestic God. Let us go to him in prayer. Help us in the name of Jesus that we come again, honoring, thanking, praising, blessing your holy and your righteous name. We thank you, God, for the privilege of being students of your glorious word. We thank you today for your Son and our Savior, our Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you for the precious blood of Jesus that became a detergent for our sins. We thank you for your indwelling Holy Spirit, who is the comforter, the helper, and the encourager. And Father, for this time here, I pray that you would get Cooper out of here, so that the people will only hear and see Jesus. Faith, thanking you in advance for what your Holy Spirit is going to do. For we ask it all and thank you much. In Jesus Christ's strong name, we pray that all who agree with that prayer say amen. Amen. Back in the mid to late 1980s, long before I became a student here at RPTS, I attended and graduated from a reputable four-year Bible school in the city of Pittsburgh, known as the Harty Bible School. Now, the Harty Bible School was founded in 1949, really as a non-sectarian outreach ministry of the Kodesh Church of Emmanuel under the leadership of Pastor Harty. The purpose, the goal of the Harty Bible School was to give its students a working knowledge of the Bible. And it does and continues to this very moment to do well in doing that. But the Harty Bible School's inception had a theme scripture that's a powerful scripture, a profound scripture. It is 2:15, our text for today. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. And every Harty Bible School student and present has that scripture indelibly engrafted onto the hearts. And it is my desire that before we leave chapel today, that passage will be indelibly engrafted upon the tablet of your heart, if it's not already engrafted. As you know, the book of 2 Timothy was written by the Apostle Paul. It was his second letter written to his young mentee, Timothy. But he writes this letter from a prison cell, from prison in Rome. The Apostle is beginning to sense now that his time on earth and his time in ministry is coming to a close. So He writes this second letter to his young mentee, young minister, young pastor, Timothy, to encourage him, to instruct him, to motivate him to take on the mantle of ministry and continue in the sound doctrine that is eletheia, the truth, truthfulness, and reality. And in so doing, he reaches what I consider to be the high watermark of his discourse with Timothy. And that is found in our text for today, 2 Timothy chapter 2:15. He starts out with a heavyweight punch. Study. I don't want you all to duck. It's a heavyweight punch, but don't squirm. Don't sway. Don't duck. Absorb it. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needs not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. I want to pause for just a moment to rub that word study for a moment, because I mentioned it's a heavyweight punch. It's intended to be a heavyweight punch because the apostle is really wanting us to do heavyweight business. Study, the word study in the Greek language is spoudason. Now, spoudason is a powerful word because it's an imperative. It is a second person imperative verb. In other words, you study. Second person singular imperative verb, you study. It's okay to do group study, but make sure your relationship with God as an individual student of the Lord, make sure you study. Spoudason. Study to show thyself approved unto God. And one of the ways that we can honor our God, one of the ways we can obey our God is to obey his commandments. Obey him as our commanding officer, if you will. He is the same commanding officer that Joshua saw in Joshua 5:13-14 after crossing the Jordan River and no doubt pondering his campaign into southern Palestine for the promised land. He saw a man standing in front of him with a sword drawn in his hand. And Joshua, the brave military leader he was, approached the man. That took some boldness. I don't know if I had saw somebody today with an Uzi in their hand. I don't know if I would approach them the way Joshua did. But Joshua is a military man himself. Are you for us or against us? He said, no, neither. I'm the commander. Isn't that cool? I'm the commander of the host of armies of the living God. Joshua did what we all should do at that title. He bowed in worship. What would you have me to do, Lord? Take your shoes off your feet. The ground you are standing on is holy ground. The ground you are sitting on right now is holy ground. We want to honor our commander. He's the Lord Jesus Christ. We do that by obedience. So the first thing I want you to get, and make sure you take this with you, is obey your commander, salute your commander with obedience. Not just with hand gestures, with obedience. Spoudason. It's an imperative. It's a command. Study. Let me see if anybody's squirming. Let me see if anybody evading the punch. It's a heavyweight punch. Got that. It's intended to be a heavyweight punch. It's spoudason. It's an imperative. Notice that it's not talk about studying. You know, in my neighborhood, where I come from, there's folk who can talk a good game. And when I came to seminary, I found out there's folk who can talk a good game. But spoudason isn't about you just talking about studying. It's not about you fantasizing about being at your study carol. It's not about you imagining that you're going to be in a study hall. Spoudason is to be there, do it. It's translated into English as study, but actually spoudason, the second person verb imperative, actually literally means work hard. Do your best. Spare no effort. It's translated study, but it's to work hard. Not to talk hard. Not to fantasize, but literally to study. But I come also today, secondly, to remind you and get this across to you as powerfully as the Holy Spirit will do it. I want to remind you today, secondly, I want to remind you that the book of James is rightly in the canon of Scripture. Let me say it again. The book of James is rightly in the canon of Scripture because James 2:20, part B, is directly for you. James 2:20, part B says, faith without works is
Ah, there you go. You know that's an inspired word from the living God. Just like all of this is, it's written by the Apostle Paul, but it's breathed out by God. The Greek word is theopneustos. God breathed, the breath of God are these words. And I want to remind you of that because faith, James 2:20 part B says, faith without works is dead. And I want to say to you, faith without doing your work, your coursework, is, oh, you can say it better than that. It's, I know I'm talking about your coursework. Faith without your coursework is dead on arrival. I dare you to go to Dr. York and the seminary board and say, I believe by faith I'm going to graduate from RPTS apart from my work. I dare you. Apart from my coursework. You know what? I'm going to give you a prophetic word. You know what Dr. York and the seminary board is going to tell you? I've been through the program. You know what they're going to tell you? Show us your graduation apart from your work, and we'll show you our faith with our works of failing you. That's a prophetic word. So I'm just here to remind you, Book of James, inspired book. It carries a passage that should be a theme scripture for all of us who are students of the word. Faith without corresponding works is dead. Some years ago, I was listening to Word FM and it came over the broadcast. I'm not sure who it was, but they were allegedly quoting Calvin, John Calvin, the great reformer, John Calvin. And they said that John Calvin said that we are saved by grace through faith, not by works, but the faith that saves works. I want to close out today with one other point that I want you to grasp. I'm going to give you an imperative. Here it is. I want you to always keep this in your spirit as scholars, students of the living God. Show up for class, show up for Zoom, show up for Moodle with your work hat on. You say, what? I say, show up for class, show up for Zoom, whatever mediation you're using to get your education, show up for Moodle with your work hat on. In other words, make very, very, very plain to everyone around you, everyone who will see you, that you are ercutain. Ercutain is the noun that is translated laborer, worker. Study to show thyself approved, a workman. That's ercutain in the Greek. It's a noun. A laborer, if you will. It actually corresponds to the verb spoudason. Spoudason translated study, but it really means to work hard. It really means to give a diligent effort in what you do. And that is the same with ercutain, the noun. Make sure that you labor hard. Make sure you're a workman, a workwoman, a laborer in the word of the living God. Show up. With your hard hat on, show up with your work clothes on, show up with your hard hat of mental clarity, show up with your shield of faithful study, show up with your work shoes of sincerity as you become and are students of the Aletheia. Te Aletheia, the truth, truthfulness, or Aletheia can also mean reality. We don't live as believers in a fantasy world. Aletheia, in addition to being truth and truthfulness, it also is reality, and it also carries the idea of having the right motives. You know, you're not here to play games, even though you may play basketball. That's good. That's fine. I heard that today. That's a good thing. But don't allow basketball to take priority over the study of God's word. Don't go out frisbee throwing when you got a test that day. Frisbee throw after the test. Amen. And glorify our Lord and Savior, Jesus, who is indeed the Christ. Would you please join me once again with your heads bowed, your eyes closed, but your spirits uplifted? Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you for your word. We thank you for your truth of 2 Timothy 2:15. Study, you come out the gate with a heavyweight punch to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly cutting it straight, rightly dividing the word of truth. Lord, make us submissive to your word. Make us submissive to your truth, that we might always, and not only what we say, but also what we do, that we might always glorify the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. It's in Jesus Christ's name we thank you for your word. We thank you for the privilege. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you, and God bless you.